Joyce and I would like to express a few thoughts and feelings. First, our sincere thanks and appreciation to each and all of you during this difficult time. All of the many ways that you've chosen to express your love and support mean so much to the family. Thank you. June 20th, 1998 was the best day ever on Eureka Farm. It was Byron Tennille's wedding day. Colleen Schultz played music and Pastor Herring talked about patience, which Tennille excelled in. As attendants, Janelle and Christian walked down the aisle together. So many of Byron and Tennille's friends and family were present to help celebrate that special day. Joyce and I felt so many similarities to Byron and Tennille's marriage and our own. We both finished at OSU during the early years of our marriages, and we both were blessed with children after 7 years into our marriages. Our children were and are such special blessings in our lives. Tennille's love for babies was evident. Whenever someone was around with an infant, it was only a matter of time before she would have that baby in her arms. She was so kind and compassionate to older people. Tennille and Janelle lived with Joyce's dad for a while, and they were so wonderful and caring to him, and also to my parents as they became engulfed with the challenges of Alzheimer's. Tennille loved her grandparents and talked about the great time she had with all of them. Her love for animals showed her loving, kind, and compassionate nature. She loved her dogs and doted on them continually in so many ways. Tennille's favorite cows, Greta and Gabby, she named both of them, got lots of special currying and treats. Whenever the vet was called out in the middle of the night, Tennille was always there asking what she could do to help out. I loved to tease her. I often called her the mayor. It was a favorite nickname for her because she worked for the city of Corvallis. I would ask her ridiculous questions about the city of Corvallis. I enjoyed telling Tennille that she should let me homeschool Jackson and Samuel. That was a huge joke. She put up with my teasing, would always get one up on me every time with her own great sense of humor. We loved challenging each other with Pepper and Sini eating contests, and she always beat me. Tennille was such an integral part of what goes on at Eureka Farm, from cider making, halter breaking, vaccinating, naming and loving on calves, and so much more. We thought of Tennille not just as a daughter-in-law, but more of a daughter in love. We miss her so much.